October 25th, 2014. Mary, Protectress of the Faith, comes and says, "Praise be to Jesus." I have come to tell you why my title, Protectress of the Faith, is even more important today than it was decades ago when I asked for it. These days, people have made a false god of free will choices. Anything they want is rationalized into legitimacy. Every type of pleasure becomes a need. Social media has made shipwreck of a conscientious sacramental life. Leaders are more interested in being accepted than in leading. Therefore, people are not concerned about sin or feel responsible for their own salvation. All of this bears witness to empty churches, closed churches and schools, and disrespect for the sacraments. Being that this is true today, who will have faith when even more confusion comes in the future? My children need to fly to my protection more than ever, as a cloud of division has settled upon the church. I will not fail you in your hour of need. While many will only believe what is easiest to believe, I will guide you according to tradition if you ask me. I will not allow you to be dashed against the rocks of controversy. With a gentle, loving touch, I will guide your soul into the safe harbor of truth. In all your confusion and doubts, speak my name, Mary, Protectress of the Faith. I will fly to your aid. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12 and 15. Prelude to the Second Coming of Christ. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So then, brethren, stand firm, and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. The scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Protectress of the Faith, the synopsis of scripture provided by spiritual advisor.